Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power and more. Black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hills and the smells of North America. And as always, we count this a privilege. We count this a joy. We count this an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you live from this bold radio broadcast and this platform that we consider Black Power Radio. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, warn the enemy. Black Power Radio is once again on the air. We open up this show giving thanks to the one God, the black God of our forefathers and foremothers, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that has allowed us to be here once again to be able to fight for freedom, to fight for justice, to fight for equality, to fight for truth, and to fight in the revolutionary liberation struggle of our people. We give thanks to our ancestors, those named and unnamed, male and female, who have forged the way and given us mathematics, law, and science, and government, and alchemy, and chemistry, those who have taught us and showed us through example how to be beautiful black men and women. Before we were robbed of our names, our language, our culture, our God, our folkways, forays, and norms, we thank them. We thank every Panther regiment, no matter what time that they came, those representing that symbol and this symbol of resistance against oppression and injustice. And if we live to be 1,000, if we made it just to the ripe old age of Methuselah, we can never thank Almighty God enough for a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, unrelenting, uncompromising, unyielding, and unending against this enemy, a man who said that his purpose was and is to give the white man, the devil, hell from the cradle to the grave. I speak of the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We thank him for preparing a brother and putting a mission on a brother's shoulders, who is carrying on in the tradition of freedom fighting and black liberation struggle, a man who has fulfilled the wishes of El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omar Wali, Minister Malcolm X, of being an attorney and also being a freedom fighter, a black man whom we call the attorney at war, a man who is the longest standing Panther chairman of any of the Panther regiments, and that's due all respect and all praise due. A black man who is organizing black men and women across this country and across this world, and whose message is getting out daily. A brother who and a comrade who I represent to you, we're talking about the attorney at war. He's that honorable chairman and that five-star general. We're talking about Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm your host, I'm Shah Kweli, national spokesman, but I won't be with you long. We have a beautiful program to give to you tonight on behalf of the new Black Panther Party, National Ministry of Education, and National Ministry of Culture. That's what I'm telling you. We have a beautiful program talking about how to save our youth from the killing fields of the white man's educational system. How to save our youth and ourselves from the killing fields of the white man's educational system. This will be brought to you by our brother, we call him the Professor James Muhammad, our sister professor, Sister Akua from Los Angeles, California, and our other many brothers and sisters who take part of our National Ministry of Education and our National Ministry of Culture. And as we get right into the show, I'd like to say, my brothers and my sisters, for those of you who are already interested, you make sure that you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. Again, that's nbpphq@yahoo.com, or you can reach us at the website, newblackpanther.com. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I don't want to delay any longer. I want to go right into the program. I'm just as excited as you to hear the upcoming plans for our youth and for our future generations. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and to bring back to Black Power Radio a brother who is organizing on the ground daily, of course working with the Black Power Movement, and now chiefly working with the new Black Panther Party in the area of the Ministry of Education, a brother who is a teacher. He's not talking about something he doesn't know. He is a teacher by profession, and he works with youth by profession. He knows the pitfalls and the snares that are there within the white man's educational system, and he knows how, through his experience in working within the Nation of Islam underneath the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, and his experience in working with our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and his experience on the ground, he knows how to undo the knot that has been put in our babies' heads and that has been put in our hearts. And so I'd like for you to bring, to help me to bring to Black Power Radio, our brother, a man who I'm glad to work with and hope that we hear more from. This brother, I hope we didn't lose him, this brother is known as Brother Jammy. They call this black man Brother Jammy James Muhammad, but I guess there he is, Brother James Muhammad. Come on with it, black man. Introduce yourself, Black Power.
First of all, I'd like to thank God, thank Allah. I'd like to thank the Creator, Jah, Ra, whatever we call his name by. I'd like to greet all our brothers and sisters in the words of peace in this beautiful, beautiful day. And I'd like to thank Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, thank Brother Sean. I'd like to thank every brother and sister who's supporting this Ministry of Education and this Ministry of Culture. I'm not going to delay. We're going to jump right into what we need to do. We have a beautiful, beautiful, this is not, as they say, a show. This is about as real as it gets. You know, our enemy has been planning, and we're planning. God is the best of planners. We've been suffering in the wilderness of North America over 400, 500 years. And it's time, as they say, for the black man's rise. So tonight's topic laid out by Brother Dr. Malik, as I looked it over, it's a beautiful topic, how to save our youth from the killing fields of the white man's educational system. Let me say that again, how to save our youth from the killing fields of the white man's educational system. If you send your children to public schools, you're going to the white man's educational system. If you send them to private Catholic school, private Baptist school, private parochial school, private universities, even if you send them to HBCU, I'm sorry to tell you, we got to save our youth from the killing fields of the white man's educational system. And we're going to get deep into what that means on curriculum. We're going to get into what that means about our babies. We're going to get into what that means. We had a special treat, but I'm not going to delay. I'm going to play some Brother Sean real brief, and then we're going to go into let all the moderators introduce themselves. We have a surprise tonight. We got to hear from our babies. If we're going to educate our youth, we need to hear from our babies. You don't need to hear from me. You don't need to hear from Brother Sean or Dr. Malik. What is it that our babies need every day out here in the killing fields in the wilderness of North America? So before we go there, let's listen real quickly, about 2 minutes.
His own color, just to be a second-class American. He'll deny his own history, his own culture. He'll deny all of his brothers and sisters in Africa and East, just to be that second-class American. He denies everything that he represents and everything that was in his past, just to be accepted into a country and into a government that has rejected him ever since he was brought here. So this Negro is sick. To try and force himself among some people who don't want him, or to be accepted into a government that has used its entire political system and educational system to keep him relegated to the role of a second-class citizen. Therefore, he spends a lifetime begging for acceptance into the same government that makes slaves of his people, gives his life for a country that made his people slaves, and still confines them to the role of second-class citizens. And we feel that he wastes his time because he hasn't been trained to defend himself. He has only been trained to open up his mouth in defense of his master. He hasn't been educated. He's been trained. When a man is educated, he can think for himself and defend himself and speak for himself. He doesn't even know what his government is because he doesn't know that he ever had one. He doesn't know what his country is because he doesn't know that he ever had one. He believes in exactly what he was taught in school, that when he was kidnapped by the white man, he was established in the jungle someplace.
Brothers and sisters, beautiful. We're going to stop there, and we're going to head it. We're going to go right into our program. What Brother Malcolm's talking about is our miseducation. We do not have the knowledge of self, our name, our culture, ideas, and beliefs have been stolen from us, and they've been taken. And so we would rather integrate into a system that makes us second-class citizens. We would rather integrate into a system that does not allow our full and unique potential to come out. Some of the folks who were in this movement with me had dreams of being lawyers and doctors and engineers and cardiologists. But you're not going to be that in this American system unless there's a way that they're going to use you at their expense, at their development, not at the development of your own black nation. So we're working on what is called the Pan-African University of Excellence, online Pan-African University of Excellence. We have other programs that are going to be going on, but as we move forward, we have to find out what our youth think. What's the point of a man building a house and don't know how many rooms he needs? I want you to think over that. We're building a house, but we don't know how many rooms we need. So the best people to tell us what we need and what we should be doing is our youth. So without further ado, I'm going to have to take a roll call, so please stand by. Sister Shabazz, are you on the line?
Peace, this is Akua.
Sister Akua, you're on the line. I'm going to do the roll call. If you give me just 1 second. Are you on the line? Please keep your line open. Sister Akua's on the line. Sister Chuma, you're on the line.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. I know you have all the babies standing by.
Sister,
well, I don't want them quiet. I want them talking because we want to find out what they have to say. Sister Shabazz, are you on the line? Well, we're going to go ahead and stop, brothers and sisters. We have our sisters. They have their babies. They have their children. Their ages ranges from 4 to 17, or 4 to 19. And we're going to start off by letting Sister Kua give her experience in education for a couple minutes, Sister Chuma, her experience, and I'd like for the children to introduce themselves. They can just tell us their first name and tell us what grade they're in. Don't have to tell us what school, because we don't want this enemy targeting these beautiful, intelligent geniuses at all. That's where we are. Sisters, can you please do that real quickly, and we'll come back to our children, to our babies.
Black Power, this is Sister Kua Gusai. And my experience would be that I used to work at two different all-black private schools, and those were some of the most genius children I've ever seen. I should say all of our children are genius, but their genius was actually activated and liberated, and they were able to utilize it because it was tapped into, because the education was African-centered, which is what our children should be experiencing instead of European-centered or Western so-called civilized-based education. What I discovered out of that experience is that we had a lack of tools in order to teach our children. So some of the things were just like blackface education. It's basically, you know, some things that were still using a public school but kind of had a black spin on it, opposed to just being completely African-centered. So I then evolved to creating such material. So I'm now a children's book author, and I have a children's book on Marcus Garvey. The next one's on Queen Nzinga. My intentions are to continue to cover the kind of ancestors that our children need to be educated and empowered by so that they could see our ancestors' work as the blueprint, and understand that the goal hasn't been reached, but this is a blueprint and where we are on the map and what we need to accomplish to get to the end of the road. So my first experience, my first experience was actually through those school systems, but as I became a mother, when I had that blessing, I got even more experience, and that's when I realized how they were trying to kidnap our baby's mental from right up underneath us, you know, from being potty trained with, you know, pull-ups with European faces on them, and, you know, the only choice you have outside of that is to get an animal, you know, on your baby's behind, but, you know, nothing that ever mirrors them. They make it where, you know, white is more than all right. White is general. White is the basis of everything. So that's why it's imperative that all in the home as well as in the education system that you send your children and teenagers to, that they have a solid foundation. So, yes, that's me, Akua Gusai. That's a brief tidbit on my experience. I'm opening a girls program here in Los Angeles called I Set Tempo for Girls, and we're also working on, as Brother James explained, a national reading program to implement, and I have an art program also that will
be
out.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'll figure it out. And then Sister's going to come back a little bit later and explain to you about her program. You don't want to leave, because tonight when you leave here, this is what they say, this is work in motion. Work in motion. It's moving right fast, right fast moving, quick thinking, right in stuff to modern time. We're not going to waste time. Sister Schumer, you there?
Yes, Sister, I'm here, Brother James.
Yes, ma'am. Can you give us a brief, just an overview of who you are, what you do, and don't go too deep into the programs, because we're going to come back later. I can't wait to hear from my babies. If I'm rushing, it's because I know they're impatient.
Okay, actually I'm down here in Norfolk, VA, in the Norfolk, VA chapter. Right now, what we're doing is we have a Feed the Children program for the summer, as well as we just started a reading club for the children. So my focus right now is to make sure that these children here not only have productive activities to do within the summertime, but as well as teach them a little bit about their history and their culture. So that's what we're doing down here in VA.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister. I'll praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we wanted to give you just a general idea of who you're dealing with. A lot of the brothers and sisters we work with are well-educated. They're well-versed. We want to go a little bit deeper into where this program is supposed to take us. It's the first time we're doing this on Blog Talk. We want to embrace even the ideas of Bob Marley, where he talks about stand up for your people rights. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do. These are the ideas we should be putting into, these are the principles we should be embedding in our children's mind. Revolution is speaking truth, power. And so these two sisters, and I'm hoping that Sister Shabazz is coming to line in Dallas, Texas. Sister Shabazz, are you on?
She hasn't made it on yet, dear brother. We're trying to pull her in.
Yeah. Sister Shabazz has not made it on the line. As you know, they have some problems down in Dallas, Texas, and she's right in the midst of helping solve that problem. Let me just say before we go further, we have to understand that this American education system, and Sister was saying this, is a racist society, and our children will never get the freedom, justice, equality until we stand up and do something for ourselves. And so one of my first steps in doing that is an online Pan-African University. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't play with this, that I teach every day in the killing fields in the wilderness here in North America. And if you saw what went on in the school system with your babies when you dropped them off, you would be appalled. Our mind, our children's mind, must be changed. We must get this knowledge of self. We must begin to think big, not small. If you got a little garden, that's great, but we must begin to grow our own food. We must get rid of the slave mind, the slave doctrine that has been embedded in our minds and in our children's minds through public schools. I know some of you are saying that you don't have a slave mind, a slave doctrine. Well, think over this. We go to school, we get these degrees. We go to school, you get a high school diploma, and you turn around and beg the enemy for a job. We go to school, we get injured. We go to school, say you get injured on a job. Where do you go? You go to the enemy and ask him to patch you up. Our babies are hungry. We know Monsantos and other fools are poisoning our babies. What do? We go to our enemies and beg for food to kill our own babies. So this Pan-African Online University, we're going to begin to feature some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lectures into September. We'll sit rolling out. I'm going to keep running this deep. September 8th is the first weekend from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening, where our children and our people will be taught the truth. And some truth means knowledge that they can use. We're not just going to give you information. We want to give you information and knowledge that you can use. So we must begin to embrace the doctrines that have been laid forth by the new Black Panther Party. We must embrace the doctrines of the 9 and 10 point program. We must embrace the doctrines of Marcus Garvey. We must begin to embrace the documents of freedom, justice, and equality by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We must begin to embrace those doctrines and instill it in the mind of our babies. I'm going to tell you, they're going to be here sitting here having these same conversations, Brother Sean. Same conversations we're having right now.
Sir.
We're long dead in the grave. They're going to be talking about this same talk. So without further ado, I want to talk to our babies. Sister Chuma, is the line
open? Yes.
Sister Kula, I don't know how many you have over there. I know we're supposed to get your son. I'm going to ask the children, they can just tell us their ages, introduce themselves, and again, we are co-moderating. Oh, I apologize. There's Brother Vernon on the line.
Yes, sir. Black power, brother.
Brother Vernon,
assalamu
alaikum. Forgive me. I apologize. Lakers,
it's okay.
We can even go to our babies. We have to drive to the West Coast and get the most from the West Coast with our minister of the regional, minister of culture and music. Brother, please go ahead and introduce yourself. Please, brother, forgive me. I apologize.
No, brother, it's not a problem, brother. You love your brother. You love your brother with all, you know.
Yes, sir.
A little under the weather, brother, but I'm hanging in there. But what I just would like to say is, here on the West Coast, brother, I mean, I have seen more examples of self-hatred among our people. And you still here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
And the self-hatred is ringing so bad. I mean, I work for Drew Child Development Corporation, and I'm at the front desk, and I deal with a lot of children with psychological issues and their own medication, and I'm coming in contact with a lot of this. Brother, we have a job to do, not only with our children, but with our parents also, because the parents are teaching the children, you know. And but that true knowledge of self, brother, like the format that you laid down, that's truly really where it's going to be the foundation. When we wake these young people and old people and middle-of-the-road people, when we wake them up to truly who they are, brother, that's when you're going to see revolution.
Thank you, all praises, all praises. Brother, anything you would add, because you are part of the moderation team for this panel, and our youth are standing by.
I'm here with you, brother, anything. You have to get your assignment and
your
the things that you need done.
Wow, brother, that's a little loud.
No, that's the sister. She doesn't know that she's open. Sister Shabazz?
Okay, yeah.
Sister Shabazz, can you hear us? She doesn't
okay.
know. Okay. And we will be talking about discipline in Saturday school. All right. Without further ado, Sister Chuma, can the children introduce themselves real briefly so we can get started?
Yes. Okay.
They can tell us their age and the name. The age and the name. What grade they're in.
I'm in 10/11th, and I'm Renita, and I am 15 years old.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
15.
And what's your name?
Renita. I'm Jesse. I'm 14, and I'm going to the 9/10th grade. I'm Jaden, going to the 3rd. I'm Jaden, going to the 3rd. My age is 8. My name is Samaya, and I'm going to 1st.
Hey, and what's your name again? That's our first grader.
My name is Sassy. I'm going to the 4th, and I'm 9 years old.
My name is China, and I'm 11, and I'm going to the 6th grade.
My name is Kayla, and I'm 10, and I'm going to the 6th grade.
Okay, that's all the children with us right now.
Oh, man, that is absolutely beautiful, beautiful. Sister Shabazz, are you there? Well, we heard our sister. She was in a disciplined moment. So we'll come back.
That was actually me, brother. This is Nova Kofele with New Kemet and Crestmore Farm, Crestmore Produce.
Now, who is this?
This is Akua Gusai's sister, and my name is Nova Kofele. She told me to come in this
episode. Yes, ma'am. Oh, praise the Lord. We knew that someone was going to be here. Yes, ma'am. And you're with, and let me ask you this. You're not 15 years old, are you?
No, brother, I'm 42.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So let me understand, there is some children, a child that is going to participate in this forum this evening. Is that correct?
Right, and so I just wanted my son to introduce himself as well as my daughter. So we're on here. So is that
yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Right now?
Absolutely.
All right.
Please, go right ahead.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Yeah, please go ahead and tell us your name, your grade, and tell us your name, your grade. We don't want to know what school you attend, but also how old you are.
Okay. My name is Aru Birch Estes, and my grade is 5th. I'm 9 years old. Did you say something about you want to know what school I go to?
No, we don't want to know that. Can you tell me your first name again?
Zeru.
Okay.
Zeru.
Okay, how old are you?
9.
Oh, you're 9 years old. All
right.
And what grade will you be in?
I'm in 5th.
You're in the 5th grade. Okay, beautiful.
Oh, my.
And our little sister, I know that's your sister. Is that your sister there?
Yeah.
Okay, please go ahead and tell us your name. Hold you out. What grade are you going?
Hello?
Yes.
What's up? My name is Sienna.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
5 years old.
Five.
I am in kindergarten.
You're in kindergarten. Okay, absolutely beautiful. Brothers and sisters, we've just been introduced to many of the future leaders of youth. Will be carrying on much of the work that we're doing. And so we don't want to delay. We want to go right to the question. We want the children, can you hear me? We want the children to volunteer more or less to answer questions as they please. One of the first things I want to find out, and we really need to know, all of those that attend public schools, how many black male teachers do they have, and what do they like about going to public school, or what is it they and what is it they don't like? Can I ask that? If that's not true, well, I would just ask them how many black male teachers they have. Let's start there.
May I answer?
Sure, go right ahead and tell us your name again.
Zuru.
Okay.
And I really don't know all my teachers, but I'm just going to say I don't really think there are any black teachers in the school that I am in.
Wow.
So you have no black male teachers out there at all, okay?
Wow. Check.
What is Mr. Chuma? Can we get with the, I wanted to definitely tap into the 9, 10, 11, the 14 and 15-year-olds there. Can they answer that question for us?
Yes. Hi, I'm 15, and all my teachers are black except for one, which is my science teacher.
Okay, and you're in Los Angeles?
Norfolk.
Okay. And what's your name?
Rania,
okay. And if you can pass the mic or pass the phone to someone else, that would be great.
Hello, I'm Jesse, and I'm 14. Basically, all my teachers are black, except for like two, my history, and I'm just a English teacher. About English teachers being right and they think that they know everything. And they try to put the black people down because you talk plain.
Yes.
Okay, and you said all of your teachers but one is but one of your teachers is European and the rest are African?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I have to explain. These are my children, and this is Sister Chuma. And we just moved from Sterling, Virginia, which is in the country, and it's a predominantly black area. So most of the teachers there are local. So that's why we have a predominantly amount of African teachers.
So can I ask you how long have you been in that area, Sister Chuma?
I've been in Surrey for about 8 years. We're just recently moving to Norfolk, like in the last 3 months. So my children haven't had the opportunity to go to school in Norfolk. But I do have some children here that have attended school in Norfolk. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass them along.
Please go right ahead. We want to hear from them, even if the schools they attended last year.
Hi, my name is Charlie, and I'm 11. And all the teachers at my school are white except two of my classes.
Wow. And what grade are you in?
I'm going to the sixth
grade.
Okay. My name is Charlie, and I'm 10 years old, and I'm going to the sixth grade. In the school I was in, most of the teachers were white, most of them were. But there was a couple of black people. I think basically one was black and one was white.
Is that it, Sister Chuma?
One more.
Yes,
hi, my whole school is only all white teachers except for me. Eight.
Okay, that's it. Did you want to say something today? Okay. We have a couple shots. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
What we're doing is, this is important information, brothers and sisters, to understand.
Okay, Brother Muhammad, that's all we have right now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Well, this information is important, brothers and sisters, those who are listening, those online, because you want to know who's educating your babies. When you drop your children off at that door, you go to work or wherever you go, and you leave them there, they are their parents. They are their parents for that day. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if people never treated you right, will not teach you right. So our children, if I just look at this alone, just this information, and listen to them, our children are not getting the proper education they should get. But at the same token, we have to hold ourselves accountable, and this is what the online university is going to do. It's going to empower them. It's going to be a captive audience. They will listen because they're getting to see people who look just like them. Sister Shabazz, I thought I heard your voice. Did you come on the line? We're still waiting. Sister Shabazz is still dealing with matters in Texas. What I wanted to find out, Sister Chuma and Sister Kua, we can ask the children to talk about two things that they learned, what they enjoyed about school, and if there's something they would change, what would they change? Those are pretty basic questions. What are two things they enjoy? What is one thing they enjoyed, and what is two things they would change? Let's do it that way. We'll start out in Los Angeles. What is one thing that your son, what is it he liked about school, and what is two things that they would like to see different or change? And while babies are thinking, this is important because this helps us form the basis for what type of programs we should be offering. We have beautiful people like Dr. Leonard Jeffries who will be coming onto the programs to teach. We're going to work to get Dr. Umar Johnson, of course. I understand there's a lot of lecturing. Dr. Malik sent me the name of some other people who will be teaching. And one of the most important parts we haven't talked about is the spiritual component. There has to be a spiritual component in education because we're spiritual people. So with that being said, the question was, what is one thing you like about school, and what is two things you would like to see different, or what is it you would include that's not there? I've kind of changed it up a bit to make it easier for you.
Right, and let's have the younger ones speak first, and I'll not translate it, but make it maybe easier to try to come up with. If your teacher was going to listen to anything that you said, and you could tell your teacher, okay, this is my favorite thing about your class, and then you would say, this is what I want to see different. This is what I want you to change. And he or she would listen. What would you tell them? Anyone who is 10 and under on the line.
I'm 10.
You're 11. Okay. Whomever's speaking, we can take your answer first.
Okay.
May I go?
And there's no wrong answer.
There's no right or wrong answer.
What was the question?
The question was, if your teacher, you could tell your teacher what you really enjoy about the class and two things that you would like to be different, no matter what it was, you wouldn't get in trouble for it, what would you tell the teacher? Tell us what you would tell them.
I would tell her we could learn more math.
And the thing that I want different is math.
What's she saying?
Okay, wait a minute. They're getting nervous now because they hear themselves on the radio. Come on.
Well, so Shuma, tell them that, first of all, there's no right or wrong answer. They're not being graded. But
okay,
we want to know what they think.
Let me explain that to them right quick.
All right, y'all. I need y'all to participate. Stop being shy.
And, okay, wait a minute. It is no wrong answer. Be honest. Give me your honest opinion. Okay. Stop playing. It's okay.
Must be over there. Oh, she picked it up.
If we can say, if we can say anything, people out change history and science.
You would change the history and the science?
Yeah.
Why would you change that?
Because history is hard and science.
Mm-hmm. You would make it so you didn't have to learn it, or maybe the way that it's taught, or what is taught.
The way you learned it, or the way they teach it.
The way they teach.
The way they teach it, right? And would you change the information also?
Yes.
Right. I agree with you. Anyone else?
If we could change anything, I would change the way you dress. If I could change anything, it'll be the uniforms because I don't like wearing them.
The uniforms?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I can change only two things. I would change lunch.
The lunch, the uniform, science, math, and history. That's what we have so far, right?
Yes.
This is sounding more and more like a new school to me.
Now I'm going. I love math and playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it. They kind of get shy around here. They get stage fright every time they get the phone.
Sister Nova, your children want to answer?
I guess I'll be able to speak on our recent experiences. But yeah, Zeru is right here.
Okay.
Yeah, Zeru. Yes, I want to ask him. He's in the ninth. He's in grade five. Is that correct?
Yes.
The room.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to know, tell me one thing you like about school and two things you don't like that you would change.
I don't really know what I like about school. It's kind of when I have a good day or something. But I would say I like research and other math and language arts.
Okay. Beautiful. And I just want to ask this question because this is one that's on our list. And each of them can answer, Sister Chuma, Sister, and our brothers. I have same answer, please, if you can. Brother Zeru?
Yeah.
Okay. Zeru. If you had to think you could do anything in the world, say you could be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, what would you like to be?
Do anything in the world?
If you could be anything in the world you wanted to be, what would you like to be?
Real.
You said it again?
Real? Okay. I would want to be my own business maker.
Okay. Beautiful. Sister Chuma.
Yes.
Can we get the older children for this? And even the young ones, definitely those that's over five. But we just want to ask them if they could be anything they like to be in the world. Anything. No limitations.
Okay, anything.
Can he turn his answer real fast?
Okay.
Should
I go through the answer?
If I had to be anything in the world, I'll be a model. I would be a physicist or a musician. I will be a doctor. A billionaire. A police. A football player with a bag on the back.
Okay, y'all getting silly now.
Well, that's okay, Sister Schumer. That's okay, Sister Schumer.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm
it's okay.
Please pray to Allah to help me.
That's okay if they're a little silly, because this is what we want to do. We want to get children in a natural environment. One thing about the public schools that we don't get is there's so much control that they never get to develop their real personality and character. And so their dreams get squashed. And that's what the online university and what we're hoping to do is that their dreams are filled. They're able to be whatever they want to be. You know, anything they, and we want to make sure we're accommodating that, and ask that question for that reason. There was another question that I wanted to ask. Actually, I want to ask Sister, I'll leave it over, Sister Akua. Sister Truman, maybe you have a question, but I do have another question dealing with just the, well, anyway, Sister Akua, you have a question, Sister Truman?
I'm sorry. My daughter, my baby didn't get an opportunity to tell you all what she wanted to be, so she wanted to tell
please,
you.
Please, go right ahead. And to tell her, to tell us who she is, too. We'll apologize for that.
I want to be a model.
A
she's
model?
That's my
Hold
six-year-old. That's my six-year-old.
Well, can I talk to her for a minute? How old are you, sweetheart? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. No, what did you say? I'm sorry, Brother Dan. I'm trying to listen to the kids and listen to you. What did you say?
No, I want to talk to her. Is she right there where I can talk directly to her?
Does she like what?
Is she right there where she can talk?
Yeah, she's
right
there. Yeah. Okay, she's listening.
Brian, we had two people say they want to be a model. Can you tell me why you want to be a model?
Because I want to make dresses and stuff, and I want to go on stage.
Okay. I think you make a great model.
Yes.
How old are you?
Six.
You're 6 years old. Let me ask you, do you have any questions for me before I go on to the next question?
Do you have any questions for me?
No.
She said no.
Okay, all right. Sister Kua, Sister Schumer, I want to ask, maybe you had a question before we go on, because we're about to wrap up this segment. We got a lot of information. Covers the room. I'm nice to get out of Los Angeles. I'm just, and Tierra's out there. Sister, I did not get the young lady's name who's with the children, Sister Kua, but.
Nova?
Nova? Is Tierra right there?
Yeah.
Your little one is Tierra, is that correct?
I'm here.
The little one, what's her name? You got Brother Rue, and there was another one, a little smaller child who's what, in kindergarten?
Yeah, that's my 5-year-old. Her name is Surima.
Surima. Is she
Surima.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Here's Surima.
Can she hear me?
Yes, she can hear you. She's throwing her apple away.
Zarema, after you threw apple away, Zarema, she's 5 years old, and we don't think about this, but this is how it works. Zarema, have you thought about what you wanted to be when you get older?
Do you have to tell you?
Yes, can you tell me, please?
Yeah, indeed I can.
Zarema, can you tell me, if you could be anything in the world, what would you want to be?
I want to be the best ballerina in the whole world. Like,
you want to be a ballerina?
Not a ballerina, but I want to be a singer and a swimmer.
And a singer and a swimmer. Well, let me ask you this. Do you swim now?
No,
do you
I don't
swim now?
No, I don't.
Would you like to be a swimmer?
I want to be a swimmer and know how to swim.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
I know, but I love the way that I'm living, and I want to be the tightest, the beautifulest, and the strongest. That I don't have to miss my mommy, all my daddy, all my family.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Sister Kua, Sister Kua, I guess we can pretty much have one more round of questions, and then we'll wrap it up, and we'll go to the next part, the statement of the program.
Okay, so this is Sister Kua. I have a, not that any other questions weren't good, but I have a really good question for you. And again, there's no wrong answers. We're just curious to know, so we'll know what we need to do to make sure that if you don't know the answer to this, you will. So how many people on the line, one moment, how many people on the line in school have been taught about African people?
One second. Sorry.
How many people have been taught about their ancestors and what they did prior to the Atlantic slave trade? Before our people were enslaved, do you know what they did? Do you know where they lived and how they lived?
Yes.
Yay, and who's that? Who said yes?
Zeru.
Okay. And were you taught in your public school or by your mom or dad?
My mom.
Your mom or dad. Okay. Now, did a public school ever tell you anything about where your ancestors came from and what they accomplished prior
no.
to that?
Yeah, only the ones that were the president and that were Caucasian, and some of them that were black.
Very good.
So before, and you're kind of extra exceptional, so I'm quite sure your mother's been teaching you from the very beginning, but can you imagine if you weren't taught at a young age and all you knew of is your ancestors starting from them being enslaved? And how it would make you feel? Not very good, right? That's why it's important. I'm sorry, was there anyone else that would like to comment or share their experience of what they do or they don't know? And if you don't know, you can still speak up, because once again, this is what we need to know, so we'll know what we need to put together for you. So you do know your ancestors, the people that are African, just like you, that came before you, that came before that period of time. There's a 14-year-old on the line, too. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. This is Sister Chuma. I'm about to make my rounds with my kids.
Okay.
I'm about to ask them the question so they can understand it, so they can answer it.
Now, okay.
Everybody in the room, were you all taught about your ancestors prior to slavery?
No.
Go around the room.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. No. No. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Indeed. Well, we got work to do.
No.
Okay. And no, but did your babies, well, your babies don't count. I know they know.
Right, they know. We have babies all over the wall.
Hey, they're getting a little bit of, you know, what I know or what I think I know. I just found out that I didn't know anything. I'm just like, it's deep, sis. This show is beautiful. It's beautiful because it's allowing the children to, you know, express, and we're gathering our own statistics, you know.
Right. Indeed.
Yeah, thanks for
how many did we have? How many yes, how many no?
We only had one yes, and the rest were no's.
Okay. I wanted to take us, if we're ready to, this is the part we really wrap up. It becomes a survey, and they just have to give you a yes or no, and if you can give me the numbers and the answers on this, and we'll have some data to work with. Sister Truman, can you hear me?
And I could you ask them also in regards to them learning how to run a business?
I can put that in there.
Okay.
You can put that in there, and that can be a yes or no question, and give us the data. Sister Truman, can you hear me? Sister Truman? Well, I can go ahead and start with your children where we are, and the first question has to be, they're going to be very simple. The same question, about 10, we just need to get information. Just yes or no, you've heard of George Washington? Yes or no? This is for our family out in Los Angeles. Yes or no for the children?
I was born in Los Angeles.
No, ask them what the question is since you didn't hear it.
The question
what was
is,
the question?
The survey, have you heard of George Washington? Yes or no? That's all we're asking, yes or no questions. There are about 10 of them, and we'll have some information. This is for out of Los Angeles, and we're coming back to Virginia. Sister, if you can just find out from them, have you ever heard of George Washington, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and the little one may not have at this stage.
No, she
has. Yeah.
Okay.
Sister Chuma. Yes, I'm here.
I'm doing the survey part so we can wrap up. And if you can ask the children the question, just get a count, yes or no to the first question. How many have heard of George Washington?
Okay, everybody in this room, how many have heard of George Washington?
Yeah.
Say something.
Just raise their hand. If they raise their hand, you can get a count.
Okay, did y'all hear that? It was a room full of yeses. Everybody heard of George Washington?
No. What I need is Chuma. They can raise their hand, take a count. How many you have? How many you have there? Yeah, what, 10?
7 now. A couple of them left the room.
Okay, that's fine. From those 7, if you can ask how many heard of George Washington, I'll be able to get a number.
Okay, Sumar, come on, y'all. Who heard of George Washington? Raise your hand.
All 9.
Come here.
How many? What's your count?
Nine. I have 9. All 9 have heard of George Washington.
Okay. How many have heard of Malcolm X?
Okay. How many else?
Also.
Everybody in here, how many has heard of Malcolm X?
Heard of Malcolm X.
I would have to say all 9 because I talk about Malcolm X every day.
Okay. That's fine. And I know Zay probably heard of Malcolm X. How many people have heard? This is not a trick question. It's a very real question, so I don't want anyone to be taken off track for. How many people heard of this exact term, transatlantic slave trade? Transatlantic slave trade.
Okay, how many have heard of transatlantic slave trade?
Okay, I have 2.
Okay, 2 out of 9. Was it Zerul and your sister in Los Angeles? Those exact words. Have you heard of transatlantic slave trade?
Yes.
Both hands?
Yes.
Okay. How many people have heard of, again, I'm going to come to your business question. I'm saving that one to last. How many people have heard of a group called the Bloods?
That would be all 9 NBA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That'll be my son as well.
All right. Hold on 1 second. How many people heard of a school called Howard University? Howard University.
Okay, that'll be 7.
7?
Yes. My son has not.
Has not, okay. How many people have heard of Well, they're going to know that. I won't even ask that question. They'll know what Louis Farrakhan is. How many people have heard of this particular woman? Very famous. Some people know her, some people don't. Sojourner Truth.
How many of y'all heard of Sojourner Truth? I have three.
Sojourner
four,
Truth.
I'm sorry, four.
Four. Okay. And your sons and your daughter out there in Los Angeles?
No, neither one of them have.
Not Sojourner Truth, okay. Your question was on business, Sister Akua.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat it for me? Because I only have two more.
Oh, sure. How many of you have been taught how to run a business on a small level?
How many of y'all know how to run a business?
I will have to say a VA that goes to all nine of them because all of them have their own little businesses here.
Oh, nice.
All nine, yep.
I have high five.
That's what I'm talking about. Black economics. Wonderful.
And one of them said if you need your breath, cut you on the way.
And Sister Nova, how many over there?
I just want to ask this question, and I think this pretty much put it in perspective. If you had a choice, if they can hear me, a choice of going to school to learn whatever you want, or going to a public school, which one would you choose? If you could go to a school and learn whatever you want, out of choice of going to a public school, which would you choose?
Okay, who all will go to a school next door?
Everybody.
Okay. Okay, you have everybody except one. One is pro public school, and the other eight is I want to learn whatever I want.
I want to learn whatever, too.
And that's my man in Los Angeles. Beautiful. And what about your sister? See there?
She would probably stay home too. I can answer for her. And my mom agrees.
Okay. Well, again, we may not be talking about staying home. We're talking just the school.
Oh.
And last question. How many, if just yes or no, how many people have attended a summer camp for away from home, a summer camp for at least 1 week?
No, I haven't.
I have one in VA. I have two. Who all have attended a summer camp away from home for a whole week? Okay, four. I'm sorry, four in VA.
Okay. Oh, last question. Very important. How many people have heard of the Black Holocaust? The Black Holocaust.
Anybody's heard of the Black Holocaust? I have two in VA.
And in Los Angeles, how many? The Black Holocaust. No right or wrong answer.
Not the Black Panthers, the Black Holocaust answering, so he
can
just...
No.
The Black Holocaust, no?
Yeah, yes.
You've heard of the Black Holocaust? Those
no,
exact words.
I haven't.
Okay, not the Black Holocaust, okay.
No.
All right, how many people have heard of the Jewish, the people in Germany and Hitler, the Jewish Holocaust?
Okay, who's heard of the Jewish Holocaust and Hitler?
Yes, I have heard of that.
How many?
Oh, okay, I have eight here in VA.
Eight, nine. We have nine people that know. That's a good piece of information. Nine that know the Jewish Holocaust. We had eight that did not know at all the Black Holocaust. So we have some work. Listen, I want them to, if they can tell us their name real fast, and if they want to say something, just tell us whether they like this or not, and if they want to do it again,
because we will be doing this again in a different format, if they can tell us the name and just tell us whether they liked it or not. And we'll get ready to move on.
I love this.
Okay, if you all don't mind, I'm going to start here because some of the kids got to go home.
Okay, well, that's because we're really wrapping it up. We thank them. Did anybody want to say anything before we leave?
Do anybody have anything to say before we go?
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Hello, I'm Rania.
Yes.
I'm Chuma's older daughter. And
yes.
The question, the main part about this I'm wondering about is I thought we were doing public schools versus private school and after. Okay, the main thing about public schools is it offers, it attracts more children because it offers a more social equity to the school. When people think of private school, they don't think they have any friends. They don't think about, they'll think about uniforms and no fun. But to my understanding, I'm trying to increase, like, even in my own public school where I used to come from, I was the only one who knew about my history. And I basically had to teach my world history class by myself. The teacher really didn't know anything because she actually got things messed up about Kemet and different things. That's the biggest problem about the public school. Okay.
And so, this is Sister Chuma's daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Rania. She goes by Rose, though. She changed her name.
Well, listen. One morning when we do the Saturday school, we're gonna let Rose do something with the young people because I believe we're doing the webcast, and it's always good to do what's called peer group learning. They learn best from each other. It sounds like she already knows quite a bit. Beautiful. Thank you, Sister Chuma.
Thank you. Everybody, North of Mia, show some love.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. It's that time to pull it back together. And we heard from our young people.
Before we go.
Thank you.
We had a great time talking.
All right, thank y'all. Love y'all.
Love y'all. Dude, we love you too. That's why we're on the front line. We love you. That's why we're out here fighting to make sure you get the best education possible.
And you know what? Before we go on, Brother James, would it be okay? I just wanted to mention that Sister Nova and her husband, they actually have a farm. And I met her.
Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead because our next piece really takes us into talking about the online status school. And I actually take that back. It should actually be questions. Brother Sean's actually asking questions. If anyone has questions from the audience or people out there from what they heard, thoughts or suggestions, and then we'll debrief from the program. Yes, ma'am. Please go right ahead.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I just wanted to quickly introduce Queen Nova because what she's doing is so necessary and amazing. We always talk about Black economics and being self-sufficient. And she is doing that for our people by having her and her husband having their own farm. And here, you know, in Los Angeles, she comes here every weekend and distributes, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables with the bugs, so you know they good. None of that, none of them chemicals, none of them things, you know, they put in our food to block our third eyes and keep us from arising. So I just wanted to give thanks to this sister. And anyone who's listening that's in the Los Angeles area, you should definitely get with this sister. Nova, are you still on the line?
Well, is my mic open? I had to call back because Eru accidentally hung up the phone.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I just telling them about your farm and giving thanks for your community service, putting all those long hours in for us.
Oh, yes, sis, and it's business is growing slowly but surely. Just real quick, I mean, we have a nonprofit where we actually conduct a farmer's market every Saturday here in San Bernardino. I'm in San Bernardino County, about 70.
Beautiful.
But,
can you hear me? So, sis, you have the farm. And we also are taking up the summer camp. We'd love to bring the children out to the farm.
Okay. That is doable. I'm open. I'm sure Elder Hickman is open to it. You guys are out here or where at?
I'm in Florida, some in Virginia, but we are putting together summer camps for next summer. Yeah, we have plenty of time. We want to take advantage of planning summer camp for next summer for the youth. And I just have some thoughts, but I don't want to share them now. Take us off base.
Right.
Don't want to
forget
that Brother Vernon. Don't want to forget Brother Vernon is on the line, and your oldest children are on the line still. Brother Vernon. Brother Vernon. Yes, can you be heard? Brother Vernon is out there somewhere.
Brother Vernon. Brother Vernon is still on the phone.
Sure.
I want to say as well, Sister Solove Shabazz has joined us on the program.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. So, Sister Shabazz.
Yes.
Sister Shabazz, are you there?
Peace and love, family. I am here, and I am still here on the grounds here in Chicago. I'm about to say Chicago. Ooh, they must be calling me back in the Chi-Town here in Dallas. And with the family, they have their wake, and I know this is not on the subject, and I just want to reflect in. Brother, you said this is why we fight. And absolutely, this is why we're on the grounds here, is because this demonstrates to me the serious need of what we're doing is right on time. There is over 3,000 people here representing their love and concern for James Harper, who was murdered by the police department agency here in Dallas. So I am still here on the grounds right now as I'm speaking.
Sister Bob, thank you. And I know we're probably not going to be able to get your son or anyone in at this stage, but we'll definitely look forward, and, you know, you're in our prayers and thoughts to continue to do the great work, dear sister. Thank you.
Thank you, family. I appreciate it, and I look forward to it. I did get an opportunity to hear what has been happening as the time frame that I've been on here. So congratulations. I just want to say let's keep up an amazing work that we're starting and progressing on. I am with you side by side, sister by sister, brother by brother. Let's stand up and continue to be strong, continue to educate our people, because no matter what our people look like, no matter where they come from, the truth of the matter is that we are the original owners of this land and that we are the original people. So we must always continue to fight for liberation for our people. Thank you, and I appreciate you all allowing me to come on.
Sister, we thank you. We thank you, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Brother Vernon,
yes,
are you there?
I didn't want
the older children to leave, and I know Sister Chuma had to step off. I don't know if she's gone or not, but the older children, this is Brother Vernon. He's the Minister of Culture, and I really wanted to get you to say something to them, and I don't know, you know, I love when you drop one of your lyrics or small piece, and I don't know if you have a minute to do something or not, dear brother, and I do apologize because, you know, I step back. The sisters are the first teacher, so I step back
of
and
course.
Let them teach. Yes,
oh, brother, they're the queens of the planet Earth, but let them go first. That's right, brother.
So I just want to ask, sister, is Brother Zaire and the little sister, I had her name written down, Zamara?
That was Zaru and Zarema.
Zaru and Zarema. Zaru. Are they still there?
Zaru.
And Zarema?
Yeah, actually, no. I had to step away from the house, so they're not around. They're not around me right now to speak.
Well, I wanted the brother to really share, and brother, I apologize because we got caught up in the survey.
Not a problem, brother.
But brother, listen, I'll say this: we're still on the line. You can drop something on us, unless Sister has objection. We'll come back to Sister Kua, and then we'll transition to the next part, which is to talk about the online university.
We got a call on the line as well, too, Brother James.
Yeah, go right ahead, Brother James. Go right ahead with the caller.
Yes, sir. Please go right ahead. We have a caller on the line.
Yes, sir. At area code 404-938, you're on the air with our National Ministry of Education and Culture. Your question, your comment, please.
I wanted to comment on the you know, the history teaching in the public school. Do you mind?
No, please go
right
ahead,
sir.
Who are you? Where are you calling from, brother?
This is Brother Mo. I'm out of Waycross, Georgia.
Okay.
My thing is, there was a saying that was said that if you know where you're coming from, then you might just know where you're going. Now, I say that to say that they're not going to implement our ancestors. They're not going to implement our turmoil and our struggle in the public school system, because if they were to do so, then that would tell the children of the future where they're going. You know what I'm saying? And it'll basically lay out a map to tell them what they have to do to get where they're going. So that's why we know George Washington and we don't know so on and so forth of our history. And I just want that, that's just the point I wanted to make. I don't want to belong the time too long.
Yes, sir, brother, if I may respond, that's exactly why we wanted to ask that question.
Yes, sir.
And what
yes,
it comes
sir.
Down to is there's a part of this we haven't taught. We have to deprogram our children.
Yes, sir.
There's a deprogramming part of this that's important. When I asked the question about the Jewish Holocaust, it doesn't matter whether they, and let me say this, for parents who do not know have your children in public schools, they start teaching about the Jewish Holocaust in kindergarten. I just came from some teacher educator workshops today, you know, pays the bills. But the reality is I'm doing everything I can to make sure our children understand the truth. So I set
yes,
so the things that we set up, that's not just the Jewish Holocaust where I ask about the Black Holocaust. I didn't want to change the words. I want to be known as the Black African Holocaust. See, the words, the transatlantic slave trade, they don't use those in public school. They don't use the African diaspora. They use words like the Middle Passage. Why do they use the Middle Passage? Because it makes Europeans look like heroes. They're just trading their rum and their gold
exactly.
and everything else from place to place. So they call it the Middle Passage.
Peace,
well,
brother.
We don't
yes,
know
sir.
Anything about the Middle Passage. That's not what
that's
it was.
Right.
It was very clearly what it was. It was a Holocaust, a genocide. It was a diaspora. It was a destruction of a people. So it's always going to make the Europeans look on top. So our children know it, no matter how much we teach them. So they have to be
yes,
deprogrammed.
Sir.
How do we deprogram them? That's what the standard of school is about. So these sisters here, sisters written books, Sister Kua, Sister Chuma, does some great work. Sister Shabazz down there, she works with the younger kids from grades K to 3. I work in the secondary school. We're going to have people on like Dr. Jeffries. We're going to have other great people. Dr. Malik sent me information. You're going to come on some morning, you're going to hear Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and talking about this white man and how his baby, his daughter, who you've had a chance to see, who he has to deprogram to make sure she don't get it twisted. This is very important. This is really very important. Now we've got to be realistic. Are all of our people going to come? No.
No,
sir.
No.
So, there's a part of this that no one's heard me talk about, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because I told a brother, put it together. We're going to make it happen. We're developing a legislation that they're probably going to reject, but we're going to shove it down their face that every school system across the country needs to embrace a Black Studies program, not as an elective, but as a requirement of something
required.
Written in
That's
the
right.
curriculum weekly. This
That's
is required.
Right.
They're required to write for what they call ESOL, English students of other languages, okay, Spanish. They're required to do it for students with disabilities.
Yes, sir.
They're required to do it for students with learning disabilities. Well, nobody has learning disabilities more than our students because they've been miseducated. And
that's
right. the banner for which we're going to go under. And I say it has to be written up as legislation and legal. And I know Dr. Malik is listening. We're talking about putting some people to work and jam this white man. And if they're going to have our babies in the education system, make them educated. If not, then give us the money, the voucher program, whatever, and let us set up the programs to educate our children through private institutions.
Can I just add one thing, sir?
Yes, sir, please.
I just wanted to make sure that it was known to you that my statement was not as a challenge to you. It was more so of a statement expounding on what was said earlier. I'm not saying that you even took it that way, but I just wanted to make sure that was made clear, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. And it's open for any of the sisters who want to respond because they're on the line, Sister Kua, Sister Chuma, and Brother Vernon, you're there. Please respond as well. That's why we left the mic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, dear brother. No, But what I'm doing with my own children, what I've done in the past, and I speak with other
brothers and sisters here in California. Brother, we have to make demands. We're going to have to organize as black people and make, and when I say demands, I mean demands on the school system. By the way, my wife is a teacher, 29 years at LA Unified, brother. And when we get time, I'm going to give you some examples of the nonsense that's going on within the school system. This is such a beautiful subject. And but we are, as black people, and I mean black people, going to have to make demands on
that's
this
right.
on the system that, brother, that the an African curriculum has to be a part of the history of our people, and it has to be a part of the system. And another thing, brother, teaching at home. You know, when I'm living here in Los Angeles, I've seen where I live with Cuban families. They teach the history to their children out of the school system, right at home, during the dinner table. Jewish families, we don't even have to discuss what they do. They're constantly
That's right.
beating their children over the head about the Holocaust, how it would never happen again, and blah, 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 loving Jewish, and being, even though they are fake, phony Jew. But you know what I'm saying? So even the Armenians, everybody, there's Japanese schools out here to teach Japanese children the history and the love of their people. As black people, we're going to have to organize and sit with these people and our children and teach. So it's very simple. We're going to have to teach. And I'm going to use the Black Panther Party as a format to establish this amongst our people. That's all.
So that means no more flooding the corner store, liquor store, and hanging out and wasting
Come on now.
Time. That means teaching. That means teaching.
Come on now.
That means no more coming up under names that you don't even understand or recognize, such as Blood and Crip and this, that, and other thing, and sitting down and teaching.
No, a true knowledge of self. Love of self.
Yes, sir. We have our children back in the background again. Sister, you there?
Yes, I'm here. No, not.
My brother Zaru and Sister Lima. Yes, sir. I wanted to, if we can, and I know that they're excited about what's going on. Can Brother Zaru hear me?
Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Brother Zaru can hear me. I wanted Brother Vernon to say something to him on this music piece and culture.
Yeah. Can I? I'd love to.
If we can get to attention for a minute. Well, one of the nice things is they're excited and energetic, and that's what we want. This is what I mean about the spirit our children coming out. I must tell you, brothers and sisters, don't take this as what our children is doing as a form of disorder. This is what the public school system can't deal with. There's an energy, there's a passion, there's a spirit that they bring. And I thank God, I thank Allah for being able to tap into that when I have them in the classroom, because what you hear right there is how they come by and they say, well, Doc, your children get the highest test scores every year. Why? Because you don't take them out of their nature. I don't expect them to sit in a seat for 2 hours and don't move and be robots. That's not education, and that's a lot of what's happening in public schools. So we want to make sure that what they're doing right now, just don't squash their spirits. If they can hear me, we can get their attention. Brother Zaru, can you hear me?
Okay, 27th Street.
Sister Chuma, are you there?
Yes.
Can the children hear us? I wanted the brother does this rap, and I wanted the children to hear it real fast because I told him I definitely want to make time. He had put something together in education. He was at least last night I was listening to something just profound. I don't know whether it was freestyle or written down or what, but it was absolutely beautiful. Can the children hear? Can everyone hear? Would you go ahead, Brother Vernon? I'm going to close my mouth.
No. Brother, I'm the musician. I'm not a rapper. That was somebody else.
Please,
I'm the musician.
I apologize. A musician. Go right ahead.
No, I'm not a rapper at all. I'm a singer and a musician. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I apologize. I sing and I play 5 different instruments. I'm sorry, brother. I don't rap at all.
Yes, sir. So those are just the lyrics you were dropping on me last night.
No. I was telling you about old people, original people. It's a good song I'm going to put out soon. It's just, we're not African-American.
Oh, okay.
We're old people. We're original people. You know?
Would you like to share
That's
a little
all.
Bit of it with you, what you've done with the children, since it deals with old people and original people?
Yeah. Well, you know where the term African of African came from? Separate Africanus, a white man, an Italian, and American, Amerigo Vespucci. You know, that's where American came from. He was a map maker and a pedophile. You know what I mean? So it's ugly to call ourselves Americans if we really knew the history of what this is about. But we're bringing something new to the table, man. We're old people. Old people. You know, we are original people. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm putting on anything I have to fill out from now on. Old people. I'm an old person. You know? I'm an original.
All right, dear brother. All praises to the Lord. Anyway, I'm Sister Kua.
Praises, brother. All praises.
Yes, sir. Sister Kua,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Please, we're ready to move on into probably the more serious part of our program. And I really do think and love our children. And let me say this. If you're teaching, you can't say you love our children and you don't love our children. If you can't say you love our people, I have to say you don't love our people. Every last one of these children tonight, the son, you have to admit their spirits are beautiful. I'm trying to figure out what this little baby is. Somebody was 4 years old or 3 years old, I think it was, and I said that was absolutely beautiful. I don't know if that was with Sister Chuma or if that was with you, Sister Kua, out in Los Angeles. But if you listen to our children, they're very pure. They're very innocent. And I did not talk about this, but we're going to have to talk about protecting our babies from these pedophiles, these rapists, and these others.
Sir.
Excuse my expression.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to be nice. Our children are alive, so I want to use the appropriate language. We just need to protect our babies and need to be willing to die for what we say we believe in. If my daughter or one of your daughters or your sons were touched inappropriately, there was a case here in Jacksonville, just to let you know, the teacher had children from the classroom over to his home sleeping in his bed. Period. And he was allowed
to sleep for three
more years. Of course, it was a white male. He was not terminated, and even with the case going before the school board yesterday, they did not terminate him. They now have to wait until the 21st to go through a process. But 3 years, taking children to his home and just laying in his bed sleeping. This is why we say it's very important that we educate our babies. Don't let other people educate our babies. Don't let them poison their mind. We have to take those steps. So anyway, with that being said, it's kind of moving to the serious business. To love our baby. I just say give them a round of applause, Little Sean. I don't know if you have the applause, what is that, the background noise or what, but I'm going
to
give them a round of applause.
Go ahead to clap where you are.
That's all I can say. It was just beautiful.
Sister Nova has joined us back on the broadcast as well.
All praise to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we have to continue to move. We've done our panel. The phone lines are still open. But I wanted to ask Sister Boz is going. We didn't get to hear much about her program. And Sister Kua and Sister Chuma wanted to share. And Brother Vernon.
Yes, sir.
Sister Chuma's phone is disconnected. She dropped off, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Sean. Anybody want to share anything about what they envision doing on Saturday morning? And let me just say this. Saturday mornings, we're looking from 8 to 1. As part of September 8th, we're rolling out. That will be our youth component, our young children. So you're listening to some of the key players and organizing that right here, Sister Kua. Sister Bob's not on the line. And Brother Vernon, even with the Ministry of Music, doing something that will either be webcast, live stream. Whatever we need to do to get in the homes of people, and this is where we want to start. We can no longer continue to put off what we should be doing, and we can no longer continue to expect that others will educate our children properly, and we can no longer expect that a people who have never treated us right are going to teach us right. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So let's save our baby. I'll leave it open, Sister Kua. Go ahead. It's open to you. What we look at? What can we envision a Saturday morning looking like from you?
Okay. And before I explain what I'll be offering each Saturday morning, I just wanted to kind of add on to what the brother was saying in regards to making demands. And our ancestor Malcolm X said it best: in not expecting our oppressors to ever liberate us or teach us the information that we need to liberate ourselves. I don't think that we need to demand absolutely anything from this Western culture, because it's not in our best interest. We need to create alternatives. We need to sustain self. We need to create more learning institutions that are African-centered, period. We don't need to go and ask them for absolutely nothing. I mean, if you want to go and do your whole grant hustle game or whatnot so that you can do it, that's fine with me, but I do not believe in asking them to do what we should be doing. And then expect them to respect us as men and women,
that's right.
So we're asking them like they're our parents. They're not our parents, and they do not have our best interests at heart. Or they would turn those facilities over to people who could do it in the correct manner. They know what they're doing, and they know what they're
not
doing, and it's intentional. And not only are they not teaching the right information, but as you mentioned, Brother James, even in the process of teaching, they don't know how to teach our babies, and they dumb our babies down and actually make them feel like it's something good when they get an A, when, you know, our children could be, our children are overqualified even for the information that they're teaching them. But they have our children believing that, you know, naturally they're behind and et cetera, et cetera. So what I do understand is the lack of trust issues with some of the parents that have not quite fully awakened, and they're not seeking a home school. Well, my Saturday school will assist you if you still want your children to go to public school. I'm going to teach them what the public school is not. I'm going to empower and educate. I'm going to edutain them. They're going to be entertained, but they're going to be getting educated at the exact same time. Art and the teaching of culture and spirituality and history is all in the same, and that's what we've done as an ancient people. And that's why we have something to base our facts upon, is because we have traces, we have evidence of our greatness via this art that was put in that the white folks still can't figure out. How did they, it was who helped them? How did they create these monuments? So I'm going to lay down the groundwork for us to make some new pyramids, some more mysterious things that they don't even think are possible. So one thing will be in teaching them not only how to read, but how to gain a critical mind, because we need some critical thinkers. We're not going to be able to be around our children 24/7, and even in the event that we are with them, they need to be independent thinkers, and that's something that public schools aren't teaching, is how our children can figure things out. So that's something that I'll be teaching them. I'll be teaching them about African places, people, and things. So these are the things that are imperative, that are missing right now. All the children, or majority of the children that were on the phone, knew who George Washington is, but didn't know of their ancestors pre the enslavement of our people. And that's key, because these children need to be able to picture greatness. They need to know that this has happened. So we also need them to learn how to not be competitive in a dysfunctional way. But because that's anti-community and that's anti-unity. They need to be the best that they can be, and they need to serve their purpose during their existence, but they don't need to benefit in knowing that they're better than their brother or sister. That's not where your source of motivation is supposed to come from. That's not where your inspiration comes from. So these are the things that I'm going to cover when you tune in Saturday morning, and hope to see you there. And my website, if you're interested in any of my books, in the meantime, is seedsbookpublishing.com. That's my publishing company. The other things that we'll be providing through my reading program, if you're in the local area, is we're going to have, you know, flashcards going over the same things, you know, the people, places, and things that are African-centered, so our children can get these logos out of their mind, these Eurocentric logos out of their mind, and get the African symbols in their mind. Because my 3-year-old can spot an ankh anywhere in the world, ankh in Africa over anything, and she's 3. So I definitely expect that, you know, anyone that's older than her. So once again, Sister Kula, and that's what I'll be offering.
Beautiful.
We have a call on the line.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, Brother Sean, we'll take the call.
All right, area code 864-226. You're on the air with the National Ministry of Education and Culture. Your question, your comment, please. Like Paul.
All right. How are you?
Great,
all right. Doing all right.
We're doing good, brother.
Feeling wonderful. Listening to your show and realizing the vital importance of somebody finally taking this from the transition of rhetoric, and some people have in some ways done that, but it seems like you all are up in the ante, so to speak, and are going to create a culture in which over time, once these children start to do much better than ones that continue to receive the same old do, that this will become the norm. I just have a very quick comment that I would like to make, and that's this. What I wonder most about are not the children, because the children are going to be ready to go. I mean, they're straight. But what my immediate concern would be right now would be that child who would benefit so much from being a part of this on Saturday mornings, who has a guardian or a parent or parents that stay up all night on Friday. See where I'm coming from? So I think along with or integrated within this curriculum perhaps should also be some really rigorous efforts to, and of course there are people who are dead set and ready to go, but you all know there are also going to be, there'll be some bumps in the road with people that are like, wow, 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'll make it there next time around and everything. But that's the only comment I wanted to make, that it'll be wonderful when things get kicked off and all. But over time, perhaps, this would be the value in, over the long term, thinking about, I'm trying to think of what the name of, I think they call them boarding schools, where the children.
Yeah, boarding schools.
Yes, that's exactly. Where some students have correct me if I'm wrong, but in those circumstances, the students have, on the days where they're going to be involved in some sort of curriculum or teaching that you all are going to be doing, if those students have a place or perhaps even spend the night with students who are attending and who don't have problems with parents doing, whatever, will that possibly over time be something that is integrated within the curriculum to ensure that the maximum amount of children that are in so much need of being involved in something like this will be able to be integrated within the curriculum? And I sit back and listen.
Sir, can you not go off the line for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Can I get your name, dear brother? First name.
Yeah, you can just call me Bro X.
Bro X. So Bro X, let me answer this the way.
Yes.
We're taught to think in future tense. We've been actually developing this laid out for the next 5 or 6 years. It's a 10-year program. And the reason I'm saying that to you is this. At some point before this year is out, you're going to hear us talk about an education fund. And you're going to hear us talk about a national bank. You have to have a national bank. We're building a nation.
Right.
You're going to hear us talk about this. The name of the school right now in this lineup is the Online Pan-African University of Excellence. Compliments to Dr. Malik Abdul-Shabazz. I don't think he knew I was going to take it and run with it because he was writing and talking. And in that, we took it. It is the Pan-African University of Excellence.
Right.
And that's just how things played out. So with the Pan-African University of Excellence is designed not just from informational. We there's going to be languages in here. You know the three languages that we need to know? I'll just tell you. They are, we know English. but the three dominant right now is Arabic and Spanish. They
miss.
We need to learn, if there are four languages we need to start to get our children attached to, it needs to be Spanish, Arabic, French, and Spanish. And those doors, the doors will open immensely. So we understand this. And that's going to be part of our Saturday school. I don't tell people to speak a little Spanish, but I know some people that speak great Spanish and can teach their children Spanish and their programs that we can utilize. So beautiful profession we are. We're writing in the future. We're writing in the future with it.
Muy bueno, porque hablo poquito español, porque durante mis años, enough of that. I also, that's why I appreciated what you just said. I also...
señor, I'm no comprende. I'm so hunted, but no comprende. You know, that's
wonderful.
I didn't tell you, but I didn't get all that.
Hey, listen, that is wonderful. And it's something I wondered about also. You know, I wasn't going to ask any questions about it, but I tell you, and you all know, that there have been a gazillion studies that show that people who are introduced to numerous languages.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And this is why I'm saying the languages, they can be 2-3 years old. Starting at 2, that's where we want to hit them.
Right.
So those get those babies 2 years old, let's hit them in the morning.
That's really
the languages should be the first classes we start with in the morning.
Absolutely. That's the way they do it on the cut. Oh, that's nice. That's solid. I'm glad that you mentioned all of that, too, because, I mean, everything I was already like, hey, look, from listening before calling in, it's pretty obvious, I think, to anyone who is listening that you're already on point. I wasn't really surprised to hear that you all have been in the planning phase and have been doing some brainstorming about this or whatnot. I mean, all of that is... It's pretty obvious and all. But that jumped out at me because I wasn't really sure about what emphasis was going to be placed upon language and whether or not. But and the fact that you're going to start doing that at age 2, and that is that age, that's the perfect age. So start doing that. You know how to fight college.
So, well, children at that age, brother, at that age, they've gotten most of the past to babbling. They've already picked up phonics and sounds, and then we can interject new sounds, but they have a base foundation of English at that age. And so as 1 year old going into 2, about 1.5, they already have that foundation. But, dear brother, I don't know if you, I know there's another caller on hold. I don't know if you have another question, Brother Sean. Do we still have another caller on hold?
Yes, sir. We have other callers. We got to move the show, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Your brother, all Brother right. X, thank you. Really appreciate you calling in. And Sister Koo and Brother Vernon, please jump in. I do need that 5 minutes. Brother Vernon, Sister laid out the program which she's working with. If we can get to the call-in to get Brother Vernon, as we said, we'll be integrating this into the online university. Yes, sir, Brother Sean.
All right. At area code 757-372, you're on the air with the National Ministry of Education and Culture talking about saving our babies. Your question, your comments, Black Power. Area code 757-372, your mic is open. You have a question or comment?
Hey, it's Brother Delaney calling out of Virginia. Can you hear me?
Go right ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just got, it's been a nice, beautiful show. I just got a comment, you know, I think we need more homeschooling as we get into the area, because the B system, this educational system is falling apart, and we just need to take advantage of the time, and we need more homeschooling. As this system falls apart, it's running out of money, you know what I'm saying, more homeschooling. We just need to take it upon ourselves and educate our children. Black power.
Black power. Sister Kua, Brother Vernon, you want to respond?
Yes, sir. We're still here. I'm still here.
Yes, sir. You want to respond to the caller? We just
spoke upon that just a second ago. Sister Kua said it best about the Saturday school and African-centered teaching. I mean, that was so beautiful how she put it. You know, I mean, when I was coming to school, I mean, when you taught about it, George Washington, this is one of the worst slave owners ever. I mean, but it's so sad because that's European-centered stuff. So, brother's right. We need more homeschooling. We need more Saturday schools, and that sister's right on point, and the new Black Panther Party, we're going to bring this to teach our young people. So stay close to us, dear brother.
I definitely agree that there needs to be more homeschooling taking place. And I was speaking to a director of a homeschool from New Orleans just before this radio show in regards to having collective homeschoolers. Basically getting, you know, other homeschoolers within the same region coming together and whoever's an expert on whatever particular subject, teaching that to all the children so that we also have that social aspect that one of the youth so wisely mentioned earlier is necessary in the learning component. Because if you only have one child in your homeschooling, they're missing that social element that they still should have. So we, and just because you're a parent, I mean, of course, by default, you're a teacher, but it doesn't mean that you've been, you know, blessed with the ability to teach all things. So you don't want to miseducate your children yourself either. So you need to seek a facility that's within reach to also teach your children that you trust and you know is African-centered. Because there's a lot of schools that exist that just don't get the support. So we need to do more networking and mixing with each other to find out who has a homeschool, check it out, you know, if need be, make some suggestions and then enroll your child or look for the one that's for you. But, you know, just invest more time in our children, and not to sound corny, but, you know, our children are our future. We need to prepare a better now and a better later for them by doing
that. That's right.
All right.
So I agree with you, brother.
Okay, Brother Jelani, thank you for your call. We got another caller.
Yes, sir.
At area code 818-322, you're on the air with the National Ministry of Education and Culture. Your question, your comment, please. Black Power.
Power, peace. Peace. This is Brother Trey. I know Akua was good.
Oh, peace, Brother Trey.
So, yeah, I just want to add on, you know what I mean? Because you already know my situation. I got three sons. Two of them is already in a homeschool curriculum for the last couple years. And I just have to, you know, elaborate on what I've seen happen and transpire with my own two eyes. And it's just amazing to be able to see the progression from where we first originally started to where we're at now. And the kids are just responding incredibly. They've grown in ways that I didn't expect. And they've actually taught me certain things in the lessons that, you know, I didn't know. And just you know, getting more hands-on with them, being more proactive with them, it's just such a beautiful blessing, you know, for the cats that do have the privilege to be able to spend that much time with their children. It's definitely something that you know, you're going to make some sacrifices. There's going to be some times when you're really not feeling it. But in the end, you're going to sit back and look at the situation and you're going to say, man, it was all worth it.
Give thanks. That's a wonderful testimony. Because a lot of people are afraid to take that leap and go through. You know, just like when you open a business, everyone says, you know, the first couple of years are the hardest, and then after you get the ball rolling, you go ahead and get organized and get structured. And I've had the blessings of meeting his sons. His sons are articulate, intelligent, completely empowered. In fact, my daughter fell in love with one of them, and he was her, and I would have no problem them being betrothed. Those brothers have, like I said, manners, intelligence, beautiful family.
Give thanks, Queen. I just want to elaborate, go in on that. I'm not going to take up too much time, but I really appreciate the program, and I think, you know, as a community in whole, we definitely need to be building and elaborating on this subject a lot more. So thank y'all for having a platform, and I'll be in tune and be listening to the whole program.
All right, brother. Thank you so, so much.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, family.
Brother Sean, do we have any other callers in the queue? If not, we're ready to
Actually, Brother James, Sister Chuma here. I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes, ma'am. We've been calling for you. I'm glad you're back on the line, dear sister. And I have to say this, sister, it is truly an added component because it's a different type of persona with education. But let me say this. It is the most important piece that's building a nation, building a university, and building family. And education starts. So we are going to, and let me say, we will have a parent component. So brother was talking about the homeschooling. All these things are going to come, but it's going to take some time, we'll have some teachers, and we're not trying to get traditionally trained European teachers from European schools. That's not what we're asking for. We will train you. We will train you and educate you what we need. Mr. Schumer, please, go right in.
Okay, I just wanted to say one more thing. I just wanted to shout out my daughter. She's 15 years old, and actually, Sister Cooler, you kind of struck something with me just a little while ago when you said that our children need to learn about the African symbols. Well, she's actually given her first lecture in New York at the House of Consciousness on that specific
wonderful.
Yeah, so she will be up there with Natural Tahuti, and, you know, it's her 13th year anniversary. So she's been invited to speak up there as well. So, you know, she's getting on the lecture circuit. So, that's what she's doing. She's going around and teaching, like, you know, the African history that she knows, and as well as it's a learning experience for herself because it's making her research more and more and more. You know, all you need is one thing, and then it leads you to other things and other things and other things. And that's the
that's
the
right.
focus right now.
Right. Knowledge is infinite. If you're not learning, you're not growing.
I know that's right. Well, I'm definitely proud of her because, like I said, she's only 15, so...
Wow.
You know, the fact that at her age, she, you know, she's aware and open enough that this is what she wants to focus on, and it will help because now she has a little following here in Virginia. You know, I guess because, you know, they look at her like she's intelligent and she's knowledgeable about a lot of things. So that definitely helps me with these babies here. But that's all I wanted to say. I had to brag a little bit.
Thank you.
No,
beautiful.
Right. Send her my blessings on the front line at 15.
Thank you.
That's
what we need. I know we have about 5 to 7 minutes, and we're not going to cover everything tonight. Without question, we're not going to cover everything. So, being said, can I be heard? With that being said, we're not going to cover everything tonight. I know that Dr. Malik is working out a time schedule so that we can have something Education Weekly, and I love it, Education, and that may be the title, Education Weekly. But the data, I wanted to share something quickly from the results. It's very clear that parental influence is important from some of the data we gather, but even more so from the history component, as Brother X pointed out and I heard some others point out, our children need guidance. They're looking for us. The Black Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust, the statistics are there. We know that obviously they're being taught the Jewish Holocaust, but the language, that's what I think, the language is real important. They knew people like Malcolm. They did not know people in particular, which we're not, which would be challenging. We know that. For schools like Howard University, they didn't know. Sojourner Truth, many didn't know. But that's okay, because that's where we're going to have that opportunity to plant those seeds. Once those seeds are planted, they will germinate. The next steps coming next week, we have to look at the Black Parent Survival Guide to Public Education. I'm just going to throw the topics out. We have to talk about vaccinations. We did not get into that tonight. We have to talk about the food in the public schools. Stop letting your children eat the food in the public schools. We're going to have to talk about how your children interact. I did not get into and intentionally talk about school violence. So school violence with teachers and students. And a teacher verbally abusing your child can be very detrimental, and you may not know about it for several weeks because their respect for authority, even if that authority is wrong. They have to realize you are the advocate. But we'll get into that, God willing, before we hit September 8th. But the biggest thing is going into the parents' guide to public education. I mean, we have so much from curriculum to our mission statement, so much that needs to be covered and so much that needs to be talked about, but we're not going to get it all at once.
That's right.
We're not going to get it all at once, and we know that. I'll drop these two words on us, and some may know, translation and transliteration. Our children will learn those meanings of those terms. They have to, especially when we're talking about learning languages and cross-cultural analysis. It's a lot. But I thank Dr. Malik because we're now looking at building with Dr. Leonard Jeffries. He sent me a list of people. I don't have that list in front of me, Brother Sean. I don't know if you can help me out. There will be many, many guest lectures into September. The key thing is we're going to have to get this information out to folks. If we are able to get 1 hour on the regular blog talk show, 1 hour, we'll have a very clear discussion, calling and answers, sharing with you where we're going. We'll be webcasting. We'll be live streaming. We'll be we're doing just what we're doing now, have an online forum. I would like to see us have an online forum next with just the parents. That may be the next step. And this would not be the parents who are involved in the movement. I would like to see us get parents who are not in the movement, but parents that have children in public schools, and find out what their needs are. I don't know how many does that set well with us. But remember, many of the people in the movement were going to be okay. It's the people outside the movement who we're still trying to galvanize and raise up.
Yes, sir. Brother James. Yes, sir. Black Power to the family listening. I want to first give thanks to everybody in the National Ministry of Education and the National Ministry of Culture and all the family that's listening and those that will come aboard later to help this initiative. Of course, we're going to carve out at least an hour, weekly for the National Ministry of Education on Black Power Radio. That's at least regularly. I'll be getting with you, Brother James, and Sister Kua, and Sister Chuma, and Sister Soul Love, and all you that's in the ministry, and we'll carve out your time and carve out your scheduling and make it regular so that the parents can call in, and those of us who have these kind of concerns can call in regular and interact with you all regularly and depend on your information, and also enroll our children into the program.
That's right.
And many other programs that's coming out. And so that'll take effect immediately this week. And we plan to schedule the next broadcast next Wednesday, again, another hour, right, for the National Ministry of Education and Culture. So congratulations
Brother
to you
Sean.
All. Yes, sir.
Brother Sean, I know we got about 4 or 5 minutes. I just want to say
we got two minutes.
I think the next session will be what we call day one. We'll talk about how to help parents start school day one. And I was hoping that Sister Kua, Sister Schumer, Sister Boz, and Brother Vernon, I just want to say thank you for all the help and organizing. Believe me, this is not a one-person job. This is a team effort. So everybody's appreciated.
No doubt about it. I want to make this announcement with the last minute here. For those of you all who are interested in joining on with Brother James Muhammad and Sister Kua and Brother Vernon and Sister Chuma and Sister Nova and everybody who is doing for self through this Ministry of Education, Agriculture, Culture, what have you, text this number, area code 904-613-0729. Again, that's area code 904-613-0729 to be a part of the New Black Panther National Ministry of Education and Culture. And we want to also make this announcement about our National Ministry of Hip-Hop, our hip-hop ministry. That's another part of our culture ministry and arts ministry. We'll be having a mix show this Friday for Black Power Radio, a hip-hop with the national chairman called a hip-hop cypher this Friday at 10 o'clock. on Black Power at 10 o'clock Eastern right here. For those of you that's involved in poetry, involved in lyrics, involved in your revolutionary writings, we're going to have a cipher and have that regular for the brothers and sisters for another avenue of expression. So, Brother James and family, I'll let you all close it out.
Yes, sir. So, Sakura, any last words? I think Sister stepped off the line. Brother Vernon?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I couldn't get my mute off fast enough. sorry. Give thanks to anyone who participated in this call, and we look forward to you all calling back in and listening and participating. Thanks to all the youth that called in and got over their fear of speaking on the radio. Thank you, Sean, for working the lines.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Sean. Most definitely thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Sean.
Brother.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Brother James and Brother Sean and Sister Kaur and the other guests for allowing me to come on. This is all so new to me, but I'm going to really take great strides to really help and to teach and to be taught, you know, concerning our youth, our parents, Black, African, Cometan, however you want to put it. I think it's just so necessary, like I said, that knowledge of self. When we learn our true knowledge of self, like I said, you're going to see a real blossoming among our young people when they really find out the greatness and we open that Pandora's box of how beautiful they really are and they start to really explode and blossom. But thank you for allowing me on.
Yes, sir. Sister Chuma's still there. I believe Sister's off the line. I just want to say, brothers and sisters, next week, Brother Sean, we have that hour. We're now going to be directing people to the web for the New Black Panthers, New Black Panther Party, and we'll also be hope to have something up for the online Pan-African University where folks can start to gather brochures, information on books, just so much that we're doing. Just know this. Whatever you're going to find at a regular university, a European institution, Black university, whatever, you'll be able to grab it here, but it's going to be more progressive in thought. With that being said, just remember, whoever controls the name of your knowledge controls the circumference of your mind. Why not control it yourself? Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Thank you, Brother Sean. Peace.
Peace. Brothers and sisters, you've been listening to Black Power Radio, the official broadcast of the New Black Panther Party. Again, for those of you that are interested in joining what you've heard, if you enjoy what you've heard and you're interested in joining on to what you've heard, again, text us at 904-613-0729. Again, 904-613-0729. Or you can get us by email at nbpphq@yahoo.com. Again, that's nbpphq@yahoo.com. We'll see you again this Friday for another edition of Black Power Radio. Black Power to Black People. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Malik.
We give thanks. We give thanks to our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Shabazz. This Friday, family, 10 p.m. Eastern, the hip-hop cipher from the New Black Panther Party, National Ministry of Culture and Arts and Hip-Hop. Black power to Black people.
Black power.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit and rap for power?